You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are on day four of our Christmas novena, where we ponder the life of humility which Jesus lived, even from his infancy. But before we begin, let us take a moment to settle our minds and open our hearts. Focus on our breath as we breathe in God's love and breathe out any distractions. Let us invite the Holy Spirit as we bless ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All the clues that the angels gave the shepherds to help them find the Savior who had just been born were marks of humility. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2. This is how you will find the newborn Messiah, the angel said. You will find him as an infant, wrapped in poor ragged clothes, in a stable, lying on a straw in a manger for animals. That is how the King of Heaven, the Son of God, was born, because he came to destroy the pride that had been the cause of humanity's spiritual ruin. The prophets foretold that our Redeemer would be treated as the most wretched person on earth, and that he would be overwhelmed with insults. How much ridicule Jesus had to tolerate because of us. He was treated as a drunkard, as a magician, as a blasphemer, and a heretic. Think of how many insults he had to endure during his passion. His own disciples abandoned him. One of them even sold him for 30 pieces of silver, and another denied ever having known him. He was led through the streets, bound like a criminal, scourged like a slave, treated like a madman, and mocked as a bogus king. He was struck, spit upon in the face, and finally he was put to death on a cross, suspended between two thieves. One would think that he had been the greatest lawbreaker the world had ever seen. Saint Bernard commented that the noblest of all men, Jesus Christ, was treated like the most depraved person of all. But my Jesus, he adds, the more degraded you are, the more dear you are to me. The more humbled and despised he appears, the more esteemed and worthy of our love he becomes. Affections and prayers. O sweet Savior, you have embraced so much disgrace for love of me, and yet I could not bear a word of insult without immediately thinking of revenge. I, who often deserve to be trampled underfoot by all those whom I have harmed, I am ashamed of appearing before you, such an arrogant sinner that I am. O Lord, do not drive me from your presence as I deserve. You have promised that you cannot condemn a heart that repents and humbles itself. I regret all the offenses I have ever committed against you or against my neighbor. Forgive me, Jesus, for I will not offend you or anyone else ever again. You have put up with so many wounds for my sake. For your sake, I will bear all the difficulties come my way. I love you, my Jesus. You who endured such evil for my sake, I love you, my good, above every other good. Give me your help, that I may always love you and that I may endure every trial for you. O Mary, recommend me to your Son. Pray to Jesus for me. And that, dear friends, concludes day 4 of our novena. And let us offer glory to God for the gift of the Incarnation. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.